Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
President in Poland.
He wanted to visit with those who've escaped the bombardments.
Election pressure from a Supreme Court justice's wife.
Do not concede, she wrote.
Sweet 16 turns sour for top seeds.
It's sad that they go out like this every year.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
And I'm Stephen Portnoy in Warsaw, Poland, with the CBS World News Roundup. President Biden left Belgium this morning en route to this country, where he continues his European trip by focusing on the humanitarian impacts of Russia's war on Ukraine.
It will reinforce my commitment to have the United States make sure we are a major piece of dealing with the relocation of all those folks, as well as humanitarian assistance needed both inside Ukraine and outside Ukraine.
The White House said yesterday the U.S. would take in 100,000 people fleeing the country. The president told a news conference yesterday in Brussels he wants to spend time with refugees while he's here in Poland.
You see the look, that blank look on their face, that absolute feeling of, my God, where am I? What's going to happen to me?
CBS's Wendy Gillette is in the town of Rzeszów, where Mr. Biden attends a briefing and visits U.S. troops today.
Jana Kalinia just arrived in eastern Poland from Ireland to pick up her grandparents, two of the millions of Ukrainian refugees fleeing war.
It has been an incredibly difficult time for both myself and my parents over in Ireland, and for them, I don't even have the words to explain what they have been feeling over the past few weeks.
Claudia Bayrosh is coordinating the effort to help refugees here.
Women were crying. They don't know what to do. The children was frightened.
250,000 refugees have passed through the city's train station over the past month. Most have traveled on to other destinations. City officials say only around 2,500 remain. The UN Refugee Agency estimates they're just a fraction of the more than 2 million Ukrainian refugees who have crossed into Poland. Steve?
Wendy, let's head to Ukraine now. CBS's Holly Williams has more on the effort by Ukrainian forces to take back territory seized by the Russians.
Ukrainian forces say they're close to recapturing Irpin, around 14 miles north of Kyiv. The Russian assault has torn this place to shreds. A thriving town reduced to a wasteland with very few residents left. When most fled earlier this month, there were horrifying scenes as Russian forces opened fire on civilians. But the mood of the Ukrainian soldiers now, as they claw back control of Irpin, seems to be upbeat.
Most important, it's a freedom. Freedom of our nation and future of our nation.
The presidents of China and South Korea have spoken by phone about North Korea's latest weapons test. North Korea boasts that it shot off its biggest intercontinental ballistic missile yet. Pentagon correspondent David Martin reports it's a significant development.
Jeffrey Lewis of the Middlebury Institute explains what would happen if it were fired on a normal trajectory.
This missile would have traveled 12,000 kilometers, which is more than enough to get from Pyongyang to D.C.,
The U.S. has invested billions of dollars in a missile defense system that can defend against North Korean missiles, but not against missiles that can carry multiple warheads.
What that gives North Korea is the ability to overwhelm U.S. missile defenses.
Now, a CBS News and Washington Post exclusive. The text messages from a Supreme Court justice's wife to President Trump's chief of staff about the effort to overturn the 2020 election results. CBS's Robert Costa.
The stunning text messages detail an extraordinary relationship between Ginny Thomas and then White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. The texts are among more than 2,000 messages Meadows provided to the January 6th committee. The first message from Thomas came the day before Joe Biden was declared the winner of the 2020 presidential election. Thomas urged Meadows to help the president stand firm. the majority knows Biden and the left is attempting the greatest heist of our history. The messages don't directly reference Justice Thomas or the Supreme Court, but show how Ginni Thomas sought to guide the president's strategy to overturn the election. On November 24th, Meadows wrote Thomas, quote, "This is a fight of good versus evil." Thomas replied, "Thank you. Needed that."
Former President Trump has filed a federal lawsuit against Hillary Clinton and the Democratic National Committee, alleging a conspiracy to link his 2016 campaign to Russia.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says he'll vote against Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court nomination. North Carolina's Tom Tillis, who is not likely to support her either, concedes she is qualified for the high court.
I find it hard to believe that anybody on my side of the aisle would disagree with that. So this has more to do with the application of philosophy.
A Judiciary Committee vote is set for April 4th. In Florida, police say a teenager died in a fall from a thrill ride, the Orlando Free Fall at Icon Park. The ride takes people 400 feet up before plunging at 70 miles an hour. March Madness, two number one seeds eliminated from the NCAA basketball tournament's Sweet 16.
Goes back out to Williams.
Oh, huge shot that is.
Woo! Big shots did it for Arkansas on CBS, beating the overall top seed and last year's finalist Gonzaga 74-68. Number one seed Arizona lost to Houston. Duke beat Texas Tech. Villanova topped Michigan. Moving on to this weekend's Elite Eight. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez has a look at the other major competition this weekend, the Oscars.
25 years since our first run together. 1900 and nothing.
With a whopping 12 nominations, The Power of the Dog was the early frontrunner for Best Picture. And along came the story of a deaf family and their hearing daughter.
I can't stay with you for the rest of my life.
Suddenly, Coda was the new darling, winning the SAG, Writers Guild, and BAFTA Awards. If either movie takes the Oscar, it'll become the first streaming film to do so. But don't count out Belfast.
Touch my family and I'll kill you.
Branagh's take on troubles in Northern Ireland through the eyes of a child. The crowd-pleasing alternative.
Who are you? Friend or foe?
Steven Spielberg's West Side Story. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Performing at the Super Bowl halftime show is just one thing on a long list for one of the most ubiquitous entertainers right now, Snoop Dogg.
He raps.
From the depths of the sea.
He pitches products.
Keep the change, baby.
And he's making another appearance in the Call of Duty video game. Following up on use of his voice in a previous game, Snoop Dogg will now be a playable character with the Snoop Dogg Operator Bundle. It will be available April 19th for Call of Duty Vanguard and Warzone. A different version of the Snoop character will be in Call of Duty Mobile. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
President Biden has asked Herschel Walker and Dr. Oz to resign from the President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition. Each is a Republican running in a Senate race. Oz in Pennsylvania, Walker in Georgia. Political candidates don't normally serve on presidential councils. That's the Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry and Matt Cherry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts starting May 8th. Access episodes early and ad-free with 48 Hours Plus on Apple Podcasts starting May 1st.